A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, May the 22nd, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing about the high cost of living in Zimbabwe at a time when the local currency is losing its value against the United States dollar. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in the United States. Wrapping up a three-day summit with allies of the Group of Seven leading democracies in Japan, U.S. President Joe Biden sought to reassure Beijing that conflict with the West is avoidable. Even as the G7 ramps up a pressure to push back against China's rising military and economic security threats, White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wendakwaswara traveled with the president. Here's her report.
As G7 leaders conclude their three-day summit in Hiroshima, Japan, with a denunciation of China's rising military and economic security threats, U.S. President Joe Biden sought to reassure Beijing that the group does not seek conflict. At the same time, he issued a warning for China not to invade Taiwan.
There is clear understanding among most of our allies that, in fact, if China were to act unilaterally, there would be a response.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise appearance at the summit, invited by G7 host Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida.
By inviting President Zelensky to Japan, we demonstrated the unwavering solidarity of the G7 with Ukraine, and the G7 reaffirmed the importance of the free and open international order based on the rule of law.
Zelensky met G7 and other invited leaders, including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has refused to condemn Russia's invasion. Zelensky thanked the G7 for agreeing to provide U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine and for their decision to train Ukrainian pilots to fly them.
I'm very happy. Thank you very much. Thanks to our partners. It really will help our society, our people, to save houses, families.
In a sign of warming relations between America's two closest allies in Asia, on the summit sidelines, Biden met with Kishida and President Yoon Suk-yeol, the leader of South Korea. They discussed North Korea's nuclear threat and China's rising assertiveness, two regional threats that have aligned the three countries closer.
I hope South Korea and Japan will have stronger cooperation on issues on the global agenda like economic security.
Biden returned to Washington Sunday to deal with negotiations on raising the U.S. debt ceiling to avoid the country going into default. Patsy Wendakwaswara, VOA News, Hiroshima.
And back to our main topic, the prices of basic commodities have been spiraling daily, with many households saying they are no longer able to sustain their families as they are paid in local currency, while some nations are selling their goods in United States dollars. In his weekly column in the state-owned newspaper, The Sunday Mail, President Emmerson Mnangagwa issued a stern warning against unscrupulous shop owners who were breaking the law of the country. He said his government would go to any length to ensure that those found flouting proper pricing procedures would be dealt with severely. The country's central bank has been taking various measures which it says will help stabilize the local currency against the United States dollar. On May 8th, the central bank launched a gold-backed digital token as a way to stabilize the local currency. But analysts say the government-controlled foreign exchange market is fueling the problem. Meanwhile, the black market continues to operate despite the government outlawing it. There is a huge discrepancy between the official bank rate and the black market rate. The bank rate is $1 to Zimbabwean dollar, 1,430, and on the black market, the dollar is trading at between Zimbabwe dollar 2,800 and a Zimbabwe dollar 3.5, depending on where you are. The rates may be higher in Harare. This was in Bulawayo, which has led to businesses also increasing their prices as some of them source their money on the black market. People in banks and markets, world-renowned economist with Johns Hopkins University, Professor Steve Hanke, ranks Zimbabwe as the most miserable country to live due to the runaway inflation. Some business owners in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo, say they have been hard hit by the different exchange rates as the Zimbabwe dollar continues to lose value. Businesswoman Patience Lovu speaks to Studio 7 reporter Ezra Sibanda on what her business is facing minute by minute as they try to make it.
Hello, your what's your name?
I'm fine, how are you? My name is Patience Lovu.
Yes, Patience Lovu, I can see you are running a hospitality industry. Tell us the problems we are having, especially about the exchange rates.
Okay, we are having a big challenge because some of our customers, they turn back saying the rate has gone up. They can't afford to pay. Let's say, for example, these days the dollar is at 4,000 RTGS. A plate of salsa at $5, that's 20,000. So it's hard. It's hard. It's affecting our businesses a lot.
At the moment, are you accepting the RTGS, the swipe, or you are just accepting foreign currency only?
At first, we stopped accepting RTGS, but then we saw that a lot of customers go away because of that. So we've decided to accept the RTGS again because we've got no choice. We end up losing customers if we say we're no longer taking RTGS.
So basically, your exchange rate, they differ every day?
They differ every day. They go high every day. So the we use those RTGS to pay rates, water, electricity bills. That's the only use of the RTGS nowadays. Because it's hard for you to go and stock. People will tell you we need US dollars or rands. They don't accept RTGS where we are stocking.
Okay, so basically when you order your stuff, they will need foreign currency. They don't accept Zimbabwean local currency.
Yes, they don't accept.
So when we try to pass it to the customers, they complain?
They complain. They don't understand. If we try to tell them that wherever we are ordering, they are not accepting the RTGS, but they don't understand. They just turn back, go away, and say, they also tell us that it's what they have. They are paid in RTGS. There's nothing they can do. But at the same time, it's difficult for us to say no because they end up going forever thinking we don't want money or anything else, but it's hard. It has affected the business so much.
That there was businesswoman Patience Love who's speaking to Studio 7 reporter Ezra Sibanda in Bulawayo. Let us now take a short break. Stay tuned. Please don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages. Please visit VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss about the economy, we have economist Professor Elliot Masocha. We also have Mr. Masimba Kuchera and Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. But I understand we'll start off with Professor Elliot Masocha, who is today speaking to us from Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, and he's speaking to us via Skype. Welcome to the program, Professor Masocha. Please give us an intake into what are you seeing on the ground when it comes to the economy.
Thank you for having me. What I'm seeing on the ground is what I can say is pain and suffering in terms of, the economy in Zimbabwe and affordability of products. Because looking at the Zimbabwean dollar, that, the majority of civil servants are getting part of their salary. And when they go to shop, wherever they go, it seems like business owners and anybody who is selling anything anywhere in the streets, they are preferring the U.S. dollar. Mm-hmm. That demand for the U.S. dollar has made, the U.S. dollar to strengthen and weakening the Zimbabwean dollar, because there are not enough of U.S. dollars for everybody. Not everybody can access U.S. dollars from the Reserve Bank's auction system. And then even those businesses that, that go to the auctions, they are not given their money right on the spot. They will also send people in the streets to compete for the few U.S. dollars that are there, and thereby making the U.S. dollar's value strengthen and weakening the Zimbabwean dollar. So because businesses are getting their U.S. dollar to resupply their stocks from the black market, they will go and increase their prices, but salaries are not increasing at all. So it's very, very much difficult. You're looking at a 10 kg of roller mill going for 28,000 Zimbabwean dollars, but how much is somebody paid per month? That's the problem I'm seeing. And then the other biggest problem I'm seeing that I've always talked about, mm-hmm, is lack of consumer confidence, because the measures after measures that have been passed by the government, they seem not to involve the majority of the Zimbabwean people who in reality are owners of the Zimbabwean dollar. Those owners of the Zimbabwean dollar, they are rejecting it. Mm-hmm. Because the Zimbabwe dollar is not keeping value that has been promised by the government by passing measures after measures that include gold coins. That really never changed much in terms of the strength of the Zimbabwean dollar.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much there, Professor Elliot Masocha. Regai tiende kunava Masimba Kuchera. Muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nava Masocha. Imi magara muri imomo muZimbabwe. Zvakamira sei zvinhu pari zvino? Tiri kuona takaona mutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa vachiti ivo vachange vari kuomesera vanhu, vari kungokwidza mitengo zvisina tsaruko. Zvingabatsira here izvi?
Zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti mitengo iri kukwira. Pane gepu rakakura pakati rate yeZimbabwean dollar tichishandisa official rate neblack market rate. Black market rate iyoyo ine marate maviri. Ine rate yeavo vane mari dzemumhepo kwozoita rate yevanhu vane mari yekesh. Saka kana uine kesh, rate rako rakati dzikirei kudarika kana une yavanoti RTGS. Nyaya yehurumende inogara ichitiudza kuti pane vanhu vari kuda kudubura hurumende, pane vanhu vari kuita sabotage. Hurumende inogara ichivhundutsira matanho akasiyana siyana kuvanhu vanenge vachiita izvo, asi pakupedzisira kwezuva hationi matanho iwawo achizodini, achizoitwa. Saka zvaakuita seshumba inongodzova isina mazino, shumba inenge ichingovhundutsira. Asi vemabhizinesi vaakutozivawo kuti dzimwe nguva shumba yachona haina mazino. Saka vanenge vachingorambawo vachiita zvavari kuita. Asi chiripo chese chese ndechekuti chataurwa naprofesa Masoti, vanhu havana vimbo nemari yemuno kuti kana uyi nayo inokuchengetera famili. Saka kuisa mari muma US dollars kuitira kuti mangwana chinhu chedhora chiri kuramba chiita dhora kana pamwe toitawo dhora 20 hatizokwira zvakanyanya tichifananidza nekuti kana ndandine 5,000 mabhondi nhasi mangwana zvinzo ndaikwanisa kutenga ne 5,000 hatsiri izvo zvandokwanisa kutenga.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Let's now give over the mic to Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. If you can speak to us in Ndebele, just tell us what's your take. What are you seeing on the ground? Also, you know, beefing up or judging from what Mr. Kuchera has just said and also Professor Masocha.
So ngathi ngqola nje gicikayo engamchayeni uyabona ungeza uhulumende esithi yena kule nkinga kulokuhlanya kwentengo thina njengohulumende sesilungisa izinto sokuphambanisekile ngoba umsebenzi wohulumende ukulungisa imali kayiso umsebenzi wohulumende umsebenzi wokusika imarket yiyo elungisa imali kunjalo nje nxabona osobhizinis dade bengenayo imali yokuyathenga izinto zabo imali imali yangaphandle kwelizwe nxa bethi bona baqonda emabhenki besiyadinga ama-US dollar engekho emabhenki utho njalo isikhuthi kamfundo uqinisile ukuthi bayagcina sebengena emfikeni omnyama uhulumende wethu lo uvele sukhanya ngathi sevele siphambanisengeka sakwazi ukuthi abambe ngaphi into ekhona ukuthi kufanele akhulume labantu kahambe kosobhizinisi izimbawo chamber of commerce aye ku-CZI aye ku-chamber of mines ayekhuluma ezwe ukuthi bona kanti bengalungisisa njani udaba lwabo inkinga yabo yemali hatheni ukuthi uhulumende sengethu sethwala uswazi esithi siyachaya abantu abathengisayo osobhizinisi ezitolo emavinkilini akusebenzi njalo ngoba umsebenzi wakhe ngokulungisisa imithetho yokuthi osobhizinisi bazidingela iimali zabo bezinithelela ibhizinisi yabo akwenzayo kathethi sewibubhiza nje umsika sabona izinto zakhona dade ziyabe sekusiziphamaniseka hhayi kasomsebenzi kahulumende yena kalungisa imithetho kuphela ayibele osobhizinisi bazinithele ibhizinisi yabo.
Mm-hmm. If you can just, you know, give us the same thing in English. That's what's your view? We had from the column that was written by President Mnangagwa yesterday in the Sunday Mail that, you know, government is going to take stern measures against those that are overpricing. What's your take?
Well, in the first place, Margaret, once a government takes up a cycle of saying there is madness in the market, we are going to deal with it, then there's a problem. Because the market is behaving like a typical market driven by demand and supply. So whenever the state marvelous tries to interfere in the pricing, we know that our experience is GMB. That once the state is the one that sets the price of maize, and nobody wants to go farming for to farm maize. You know, the ecosystem of market pricing is based on what the market has. The business sector has got the necessary institutions. CZI, ZNCC, the Chamber of Mines, these individuals are skilled enough to sit down and decide and work on these parameters of how best can you manage this process. So the government is behaving like, you know, the decree, you know, the command economics does not work anymore. We know what the problem is. There is not enough foreign currency because the government has not been able to harness the potential and the supply of foreign currency. There's a lot of hemorrhage. So by interfering, it means that they are eventually going to contaminate the market ecosystem. And what's going to happen is that the goods are going to start disappearing from the market. You cannot run money market by decree. You need to be able to be sober and go and seek advice from the individuals that understand how the money market works. Marvelous.
Thank you so much. Back to you, Professor Masocha. Tombotsaura nerurimi rwamai. Kuti imi semunhu nyanzvi anoona nenyaya iyoyi yezve upfumi, dai maibvunzwa izvezvi kuti chii chingaitwe kuti zvigadziriswe zvamuri kuona zviri kuitika munyika takatarisa nyaya yemari neupfumi hwenyika?
Chandingati chigadziriswa pandechokuti hurumende ngaizvishore kuti ma measures avari kuisa iwayo mitemo yairi kuisa iyoyo yakanaka chaizvo mitemo iyo asi haina munhu unozoinda wondoona kuti mitemo yacho inotevedzerwa here zvakanyorwa napurezidendi handizvitsva takazvinzwa tazvinzwa zvegore negore kuti avo vasingazotevedzeri mitemo yehurumende vachanzamwe vakanzamwe asi hapana chatinoona chinenge chichiitwa zvokuti unotokashamara uchienda muna mamwe masupemaketsi makuru chaizvo vanenge vakatonyora namavara makuru chaizvo reti yavanenge vachishandisa yeus dollar nezimbabwe dollar asi zvichinge zvataurwa nehurumende nesimba rapurezidendi kuti vanopikisa zvirongwa zvehurumende vachazenge vachirovwa masoro kana kuti vachisungwa asi hatisati tambozviona zvichiitika izvozvo saka zvinoita izvo kuti vanhu vasachavhunduka mashoko anenge achibva kuhurumende kuti tichaita zvakati nezvakati nokuti handi kutanga kutaurwa izvo saka hurumende ngaizvishore kuya kwatinoti pachirungu kutora ownership yeproblem kuti iyi problem yangu ini ndinoisa mitemo mitemo yacho handizoindi ndichinosunga vanhu nemitemo iyoyo pamwe chete nokuzvidzasa humility iyai yokuti hurumende ngaizvidzase kuti aiwa apa tatadza zvatatadza ngatiise musoro pamwe chete navamabhizinesi acho nokuti kana taakutarisa panyaya dzeupfumi hwenyika hapana munhu unohwina hondo yeupfumi hwenyika namabhizinesi kutaura chokwadi mabhizinesi akaomeserwa chaizvo zvinhu zvatinowana muzvitoro umo tinozvishayiwa todzokerazve kuna na 2007-2008 saka chii chetinenge tahwina hapana mabhuku akanyorwa anyorwazve kuti the most powerful force in the world besides religion are businesses because ndo vane mari yacho hurumende yakachona mabhizinesi vane mari vakavhara mabhizinesi ivano kuti vaomeserwa vanogara vachipomedzerwa mhosva nyika inobva yapidiguka nechekare saka kana tichida kugadzirisa zvinhu munyika tose ngatizvishore nokuti kubudirira kwenyika kubudirira kwedu tose saka hatidi kuzoti patino panokonekwa toti ningi ndiye unokonewa asi kana zvanaka toti zvanakira tose tisu tazvinatsa aiwa kufambisa upfumi hwenyika tinozvishora tose kubudirira kweupfumi hwenyika tinozvirova matundundu tose
aiwa tinotenda regai tiende kwamuri vamasimba I understand we have a caller saka ndisandauya kwamuri regai titore kola hallo kola
hallo makadini
aiwa tiri wadi tiri kutaura nani muri kupi
muri kutaurawo naelias ari kucape town
ehe ya kucape town muri kunzwa nyaya iri mudandaro pari zvino tiri kutaura isu nyaya yekuoma kwaita zvinhu uyezve kudonha kwaita mari imi muri kuzvigona sei sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri ikoko zvinotumirawo chikafu nemari kumusha
ya nyaya munotaura inyaya inosiririsa inyaya inonzwisa tsitsi kutaura chokwadi chaiko ndekwekuti shuwa-shuwa upfumi hwenyika yedu hwadonha vakuru avo vanozviti purezidendi wezimbabwe avo vangataura havo vachiti haa vari kugadzirisa zvinhu zvakanaka upfumi hwacho hwakamira zvakanaka chichi but chokwadi when it comes to groundwork hapana chakatombonaka zvachose ende vandozviziva kuti shuwa hapana chakanaka
saka poitwa sei semaonero enyu
the only solution iripo pasina kutombonyeterana vana vezimbabwe ngativhotei neuwandu hwedu tichivhotera bato resiri rezanupf handipavandi ipapo kuvhotera zanupf kuramba tichizvipa utapwa mukati meupenyu now mukatarisa vanhu vari kunze kwezimbabwe takawaa totomboshaya kuti kukumusha kwacho kunombova nanani every kona yawasvika unongo uchingonzwa pachitaura vana vekuzimbabwe every angle yawasvika unongonzwa pachitaurwa nyaya dzokuti kuzimbabwe So you find kuti iko zvese right now isusu vacho vari kunze kweZimbabwe ndisu tikutoita kuti nyika iyoyo the economy yainayo the little percentage yainayo yacho economy inge iripo because on a daily basis we send mari kuZimbabwe, we send food kuZimbabwe, we send a lot of things kutovaka chako chako tikuvaka nokuda kwekuti tikushanda kunze kwenyika tichitumira mari ikoko and kumaguma kwacho wozoona kuti vanhu vari kutozotitumadza kuti nyika iri kubudirira nyika iri kubudirira sokuita zvakati nezvakati but pasina chavari kuita
aiwa mashoko makukutu
nyaya yokuti tichaidza nepost patinokwanisa napo kuti when it comes to nyaya dzemaelections chekuiburitsa sampiefu yacho
aiwa tinokutendai zvedu ipo pano nepfungwa dzenyu mukoma regai tichibhupa vanyarikani vedu mukana tinokutendai musaore mwoyo mopota muchidzoka zvakare mangwana muve nezuva rakanaka thank you vamasimba kuchera pindai tinzwi ndandabvunza mubvunzo wekuti so what do you think is the way forward looking at you know how the state of the economy is and the decline of the Zimbabwean dollar compared to the US.
So, first of all, then we need discussions between government, business, and the generality of the public. We need also a new social contract. A social contract that allows government to do its work of regulating. And a social contract that increases confidence in what government is doing. What we are seeing is a total lack of confidence in the measures that the government is taking.
Okay.
I am sure that they are looking at different variables and seeing certain levels of development. But what is clear is that people are not very confident in terms of some of the programs that they are doing. Now we have a digital coin that was brought onto the market. There was not much education that was given to the people on how that will work. So there needs to be two-way communication between government and the people in terms of these new programs, projects, measures that they are taking. So that's
thank
the first
you.
Way forward. The second way forward is to also accept where we are as a country. I know that we want to be an upper middle income economy at a certain point, but we need to also understand where are we as a country, what is the level of manufacturing, what is the level of production that we have.
Thank you there, Mr. Masimba Kuchera. Let me also give a bit of time to Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya to just say his last word before we close off with Professor Masocha. Go ahead.
Well, look, Margaret, I think the basic thing is that we're a dual current economy. And the business will always migrate to a currency with a better reserve value, and it is the US dollar. So it's high time we made up our mind what currency we're going to use. If we're going to use local currency, we need to find ways of restoring its value because it's a big issue. Otherwise, this problem isn't going to go away. We will need to increase more and more, our source of foreign currency, and our government just be responsible in spending money in the right productive sectors.
Thank you so much, Professor Masocha Chivarisai. Your last word, 10 seconds.
Ndozvokuti mamezhazi ehurumende ngaanyorwe nomutauro wavanhu unonzwisiwa navanhu kuti vave nechivimbo nehurumende yavo nemitemo yemari nokuti nyangwe vamwe vanhu vanohwisisa nezvemari havazviwisisi.
Thank you so much. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners. Signing off in Washington, I am Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying have a very good night.